Hi, this is Paul Hines with Bruce Breaker of Goldberg Hines Business Advisors. Among the services that we offer to business owners and business executives is valuation, appraisal, and asset appreciation assessments for going businesses. Among the things that we find to be perhaps misunderstood or not known very well is the topic of goodwill as it applies to value. I'm asking Bruce to comment on something that I think is very, very interesting, in the sense that he refers to goodwill as a wild card. Let's talk about goodwill. Bruce, you call goodwill a wild card that produces a winning hand. Why do you call that a wild card?
Well, I use that term because the goodwill card might be an ace, a nine, or only a deuce. So like a wild card, goodwill is a variable. So look at your business like a three-card hand composed of fixed assets, which is real estate and equipment, inventory, and goodwill. Goodwill should be by far the highest card.
When an owner is considering value and now is keeping an eye open for goodwill and goodwill effect on value, how would an owner go about basically to assess or calculate goodwill?
Well, goodwill is really just the difference between the value of the business or the assumed or perceived value of the business minus the net worth. That's where the goodwill is.
What is the basis for giving value to the goodwill category?
I like to use the term forces. By that I mean forces that generate sales revenue. That's what the goodwill is. Mm-hmm. For example, some of those forces might include expenditure on promotion, giving you recognition for your business, and the creation and maintenance of durable customer and supplier relationships. It's those relationships that keeps the business going. And, of course, the high quality of goods and services matched by the high quality and conduct of the management and employees in the company. And then goodwill is realized when the business is sold.
Logically, every listener to this podcast is asking themselves now, how would I maximize the cash value of goodwill? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one way to maximize the value of goodwill is to sell when your buyer thinks your goodwill card is an ace. By an ace, I mean it's at its maximum. So you sell when life is good and you don't want or need to sell. You
right.
sell when your current business is great and the likelihood of having at least a face card in the future is almost certain. So you sell while you're sharp and on top of your game. That's when your business has maximum value. So you sell it and consider selling at least 5 years before you want to exit. Because your time as an owner, relationships, ideas, and energy might be part of the deal. And, of course, if you personally are not part of the deal, that's okay.
Right.
You'll have the cash and selling the goodwill and the time to try something new.
What, then, would be the second best case scenario?
Well, another scenario that we've seen frequently, and it's a legitimate type of a scenario, is we'll change our goodwill metaphor from cards to balloons. And consider deflating that goodwill balloon over time. And essentially, you're shifting the cash contents to your retirement account. So you let the balloon's contents gradually leak out, knowing that the size of the leak may grow to more than gradual. And, of
yes.
course, the balloon may pop without warning. That happens. For example,
sure.
maybe you had three customers. Now you have only two, forcing it below that break-even. Then you're going to hear the sound of that balloon popping.
Mm-hmm.
So to the extent that you can continue to generate adequate earnings, the gradual withdrawal strategy might work.
The worst-case scenario or the downside that should be on the mind of a business owner would be what?
Well, sadly, this happens, again with the balloon. The worst strategy is to invest substantially all of your personal assets in a thankless and futile attempt to reinflate that leaky goodwill balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Once all the value leaks out, All you have left are some outdated machines, a mortgaged building, depleted goodwill, and no retirement account. That's not where you want to be in your senior years. That's a bad strategy.
The takeaway for the listener, owner, or manager, for 5 or 10 elements that contribute to goodwill, what are some things that they ought to remember walking away from this podcast session?
Well, the true measure of the value of goodwill is that you'll be making money. Your restated earnings will be strong. Your return on invested capital will be outstanding. So that's the true measure. All those forces together help you to make money. And buyers will pay a premium for a business that generates strong earnings. That's why they buy an ongoing business.
Yes. That leads to the final question, which would be, what's the best time for a business owner to plan for selling the business?
Well, that's easy. The best time is now, today, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yes.
So to maximize that value, you got to visualize your company with a future that outlives you. So you act on that vision. You start building your succession plan and your future team today. Even if you don't plan to sell for years, you should still prepare for that sudden and unexpected exit. Again, visualize your company without you. Build a team for the future.
Great. Very good.
And for more information about our discussion on goodwill and business valuation, take a look at our website at goldberghines.com. And I'm Bruce Breaker with Paul Hines, and our partner Joe Goldberg is listed on the website as well. And thanks for listening, and I hope to talk to you in the future.